The doorway opened into another storage room, identical to the one they'd come in through, except that in this one, there was no turbo lift access door. It also didn't appear that any of the supply crates piled behind their meshwork panels had ever been touched. Neither had the crates in the next room back, or in the room behind that. "It's one thing to talk about 10 years worth of supplies for something this big," Luke commented, as they walked past the stacked crates toward the next door leading aft. "It's something else to actually see them." "And this is just one level," Mara murmured.
"Jedi,"
Drass called. Mara turned around. The general had moved to another stack of crates near the aft set of doors and was shining his glow rod on one about halfway to the ceiling.
"Come."
"What is it?" Luke asked as he and Mara crossed to the other.
"These two stacks,"
Drask said, indicating them with his glow rod.
"They have been moved here from somewhere else."
"What do you mean?" Luke asked. "How do you know?"
"In the previous storerooms, these stacks all followed a specific pattern," Drask said. "Foodstuffs of several particular types, clothing, replacement components, various other types of supplies, emergency equipment, and so on. They were all placed in specific positions, with the proportions of each type always the same."
Luke looked at Mara. "Is this making any sense to you?"
"Actually, yes," she said. "If you proportion out each room according to the rate of expected supply usage, you can more or less empty one area at a time and don't have to keep going back and forth among half a dozen storerooms for what you want."
"Ah," Luke said, nodding. "And you say these stacks are out of order?"
"Yes,"
Drask gestured.
"I'll take your word for it," Luke said, looking around.
"Well, it doesn't look like they came from anywhere in here."
"Unless someone rearranged the whole room," Mara pointed out.
"No," Drask said. "The other stacks are properly placed."
"Maybe the next room back then," Luke suggested. He led the way back to the smaller of the two aft doors and touched the release. Nothing happened.
"That's funny," he said,
frowning as he touched the release again. Again, the door didn't budge.
"Let's try the big door," Mara suggested, moving over to the cargo hatchway and tapping the release for that one.
It didn't move either.
"Perhaps there is something in there the survivors do not wish us to see," Drask suggested. "You have lightsabers. Cut it open."
"Let's not be too hasty," Luke said, running a hand along the smaller door. "Maybe we could do it the easy way. Mara?" Mara pulled her lightsaber from her belt and stepped to the doorway.
"Ready."
"Okay." Luke took a deep breath, and Mara could sense him stretching out to the force. A moment later, the door began to slide up into the ceiling. Mara was ready. The gap was barely waist high when she ducked under the rising panel, igniting her lightsaber as she leapt into the room. But there was nothing there except another storeroom, empty, except for the usual stacks of boxes, exactly like all the previous four storerooms they'd looked at. She frowned, lowering the lightsaber blade a little. No, not exactly. Back toward the center of the room, half a dozen sections of the mesh had been cleared out. And inside them...
"Mara."
"All clear," she called, closing down her lightsaber and looking around. Lying against the near wall was a piece of slightly twisted girder. Stretching out to the force, she lifted it and set it upright beneath the door Luke was still holding up.
"See if that'll hold it," she said.
Carefully, Luke lowered the door onto the girder. The metal creaked but held. "Odd thing to have lying around," he commented, frowning at the girder as he ducked under the door and into the storeroom.
"I haven't seen anything like that in any of the other rooms."
"You haven't seen anything like this either," Mara said as Drask came in behind Luke. "Take a look."
"Furniture storage?"
Drask asked, frowning past Luke's shoulder.